So, another question for you today. When you speak up in defense of the truth, in defense perhaps of your faith, how do you speak? What do the expression on your face and the tone in your voice say to those who are listening? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's not an easy call, is it? When you see something that's wrong, when you see a lie being peddled, a lie that's doing a lot of damage, should you speak up or should you remain silent? Well, that depends, I guess, on a number of things. The context, the degree to which you feel qualified or able to make your point. Lots of things. But let's say you're sharp as a whip, you're locked and loaded and ready to make your point. How should you speak? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. I may speak different languages, whether human or even of angels. But if I don't have love, I'm only a noisy bell or a ringing cymbal. I may have the gift of prophecy. I may understand all secrets and know everything there is to know. And I may have faith so great that I can move mountains. But even with all this, if I don't have love, I'm nothing. I may give away everything I have to help others, and I may even give my body as an offering to be burned. But I gain nothing by doing all of this if I don't have love. I was listening to a well-known journalist recently who also happens to be a Christian. He said that by all means we should speak up for and defend the truth. And yes, we should be as clever as the people who oppose us, but much more cheerful. We in Christ's name should be known as the happy warriors. Speak the truth in love. That's God's word fresh for you today. There's so much wisdom in God's word. Wisdom for pretty much every aspect of our lives. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.